Parshat Vayigash. Woven into the tapestry from Parshat Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, is the constant refrain and reminder of the interdependence, almost a reliance linking father to son, son to father, and brother to brother. Is our father alive? Is my son alive? Are my brothers alive? Et achai anochi mevakesh. And the Yish answers him, lachu mizeh, halchu mizeh. So it's obvious that the entire foundation of the destiny of Am Yisrael is based upon relationship father to son, son to father, and surely brothers to one another. Can you imagine Yosef's thoughts while in the bor, after being sold in Mitzrayim, under such pain and suffering? Has Yaakov Avinu been able to keep steadfast to his faith, to his Amunah? Let's just take a step back. Can you imagine if Avram would not have been stopped from slaughtering his Et Binchat Yechidcha, Et Yitzchak? Could Avram have continued on his path of righteousness and faith? But Avram, it was just tested, that moment on the Akedah, and then everything's turned topsy-turvy and fine. It's just a test. But Yaakov believed Torov Torav Yosef. The future, which I expected, would be based upon Yosef, who I adorned with the Ketonet Pasim, the future is over. Yosef is gone. Yaakov also at this point might have said, it's all over. Now Yosef has to bear that burden. Can Am Yisrael continue with Yaakov Avinu of giving up totally, lost his nevuah, lost his Ruach HaKodesh? And let's turn to Yosef. Can it be possible that Yosef, after 20 years of living in Mitzrayim, and now serving in the most prestigious position, could he have remained a royal son? Yaakov could be asking himself, true to his heritage? What enticements a loyal son like Yosef could have kept to his heritage? What Yaakov wants to know is, my Yosef, is he still alive? Not is Yosef still alive, but my son, my Yosef, can it be? But perhaps the most difficult and fundamental question is, are my brothers alive? Are they still alive? Yaakov and Yosef were tested by Yad Hashem. It wasn't Bechira Chofshit that brought them to their precarious positions. It was Bashert. Good or bad, they realized, or should have realized, that Hashem directed their destiny. However, with the brothers, they failed the test. They let jealousy and hatred bring them down? Can they muster up the strength and courage to do tshuva and thereby be reinstated as shiftei kol? And therefore return and remain the foundation of Klal Yisrael, taking them through the path from Golut to Geula. No doubt that was the most serious problem that faced Yosef, unaware of where the brothers are at the moment when the destiny of Klal Yisrael is to bring them down to Golot Mitzrayim and to lead later to Yetziat Mitzrayim. Are they on board? Are they part of the destiny, part of the link from father to son, son to father, and perhaps most important, from brothers to brothers? In a prominent and profound matter, Yaakov is lifeless without Yosef. And Yosef, without Yaakov, has no future, no destination. But Yosef also seems to convey that the ensuing endeavors are pointless without brotherly camaraderie. And that's our biggest dream of Hinei Matov Manaim Shevet Achim Yachad. Can we bring all of the brothers together, all on board, that we all see ourselves of children of Yaakov Avinu, and the relationship for the continuation of Shiftei Kor for Dor Dorot? That's a serious issue. Perhaps it's the most serious issue that confronted Yosef, and therefore it was important not just to convey a message to his father, you know, hi, I'm alive in Mitzrayim and I'm Moshe'el, but your children, Yaakov, are still with you. Yaakov, still keep with your children. Children will keep with you, and I will keep with them. And that will keep us together, that throughout the most devastating galut, the galut of Mitzrayim, will be zocha to Yetziat Mitzrayim, a gula shleima, amen.